Well, you may have heard recently that in the France Olympics, it's coming up in 2024 in Paris, we'll be able to enjoy breakdancing, which is a new and different kind of sport. Joining me to have a chat about this is Richard Barker. He's a senior lecturer at College of Sport and Exercise Science at the Victoria University. Richard, how are you this morning?
Yeah, very good. Sunny Melbourne.
What do you think of breakdancing being at the Olympics, Richard?
Well, it's part of the new agenda from the Australian Olympic Committee, but especially the IOC, to get new sports that appeal to young people, TV-friendly, worldwide participation, trying to uplift the games with sports that are sometimes not so popular.
Well, the Olympics has been known to have its fair share of sports that aren't exactly common. I mean, I remember, was it back in the day, they actually used to shoot at pigeons in the Olympics too.
Yeah, it's pigeon shooting, tug of war, rope climbing, underwater swimming, a whole raft of things. Even cricket and rugby were in there for a while. Rugby's back in now. And we had Aussie rules as a demonstration sport, which the Olympics sometimes used in the past, but we don't use them anymore. Aussie rules was in 56 in Melbourne. And there's been a host of really unusual ones, military patrol, dog sledding, but they don't all last.
Richard, how does a sport get itself included in the Olympics? If I was interested in, I don't know, let's say something obscure like skydiving, for instance, would I be able to try and get that into the Olympics?
Yeah, you have to put a case into the IOC and apply. And, of course, there's a long list of sports trying to get in, but you have to be competitive. You have to have international federation. You have to be, popular with, young people is what they're after. And so there's all a list of things that they've got to do to conform to get in and apply, and then you're very competitive. So squash and netball didn't get in recently. That's where breakdancing won, but they didn't seem to meet all the criteria, for example. And there's other sports, too, trying to get in. So it's a hard ask to try and get in there.
You mentioned before that AFL was in as a demonstration sport. Breakdancing is in as a full-grown sport. It's not just for demonstration purposes?
Yeah, they don't do demonstration sports anymore. They did that from throughout the 1900s up until 1992. So a host city and country could put in a sport that was indigenous, that was played in their country, and in the hopes of getting it in a future Olympics, or just to showcase it. So in the case of Aussie rules, it was never a serious contender to be an ongoing Olympic sport.
Richard, is there a sport out there that you think should be included in the Olympics? Is there anything you hold a candle for?
Oh, that's a hard one to ask. There's a long list of things that I think could be good. Some sports have individual categories. I was involved in competitive aerobics, which is a little bit like breakdancing, and now it's part of gymnastics, but it's never been able to crack it.
Yep.
So, breakdancing is a very good one to add in because it appeals to the youth market. It's not obscure. Some of the new winter sports only have, a handful of athletes to get into the sport. So breakdancing has got a wide appeal. So I'm pretty happy with that, although the public, there's two reactions. It should be in there or should not be in there.
Well, I think for the benefit of Australia getting a gold medal, maybe we need to bring cricket back. What are our chances?
Well, it was in there once in 1900, but again, probably cricket doesn't have enough worldwide appeal. There's only a handful of nations that could win a medal. So, that would be tough. Maybe Brisbane, Southeast Queensland, if they win in 2032 to get the games in, maybe we'd have a chance to get a demo sport back in. But I'm not sure cricket would make it because of its lack of international variation. Not a lot of countries play it.
Well, I tell you this much, whenever the Olympics comes around, it doesn't matter what the sport, whether I've even seen it or had an interest in it before, I'm always fascinated, especially if an Aussie is competing. So that's what we'll see with breakdancing in Paris 2024. Richard Barker, thank you very much for your time to have a brief chat this morning.
No worries, Andrew. Pleasure.